We are doing very well with our vaccinations, and as of April 5th, the province has administered just over 90,000 doses. Over the last week alone, the province has received 43,780 doses of vaccine, which represents 34% of all vaccine the province has received since December of 2020. It is important to remember the significant logistical work that happens behind the scenes from the time a vaccine arrives in the province to when it is administered. When a shipment arrives, regional health authorities generally have it fully administered within 1 week. This week, we had an unexpected shipment of 20,000 doses of vaccine. When we know a vaccine shipment is en route, we have time to plan. When an unexpected shipment arrives, regional health authorities move to action as fast as possible to plan for distribution. This involves scheduling vaccination clinics, determining priority groups that can receive the vaccine, and sending notifications to book immunization appointments. Vaccine supply is often unpredictable, but we are grateful for every single dose that arrives, whether expected or unexpected. Before I conclude today, I would like to acknowledge a valued member of our team that retired last week, Neil Butland. Neil has had a long career, over 30 years, working with both Eastern Health and the Department of Health and Community Services. As our long-standing employee in our public health vaccine depot, his expertise has ensured efficient vaccine distribution through a couple of pandemics, many influenza seasons, and for so many children and adults in our province. We have the highest childhood vaccination rates in the country, and there is so much that goes on behind the scenes to make that happen, of which Neil has been an integral part. Neil, you have been such an important member of the public health team, and your work has contributed so much to the health and safety of our population and touched more lives than you will ever know. So on behalf of everyone on the team, I wish you the best in your retirement, and I hope you are enjoying some well-deserved rest. Today marks World Health Day. This year, the World Health Organization is calling for action to eliminate health inequities. The entire world has been impacted by COVID-19, but this impact is magnified for communities which were already vulnerable in their health status, their ability to contain the virus, and with poor access to quality health care. We must strive to take the lessons of the COVID-19 pandemic and use them to improve health equity for all. Everyone is impacted by COVID in some way, and some more than others, and that's why it's important to support those that need it most. We can all make a difference, no matter how small our contribution. A simple gesture can mean to the world to someone else. So remember kindness and compassion, and hold fast, Newfoundland and Labrador.